Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Insulate your home and save on energy costs. Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation Panels are moisture-resistant and can be used anywhere, including walls, attics, and basements. Foamular Insulation Panels are available in multiple sizes to fit your project. Visit Menards.com to shop all foam board insulation. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for great deals happening this week. Save big.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Go immediately to my colleague and friend, Joseph Sternberg, member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He writes the political economics column for the Wall Street Journal. He is observing in these last days an unhappy anniversary, 3 years since the withdrawal, the catastrophe from Kabul and Afghanistan by the American forces and their NATO allies. The question at hand is not what went wrong. It's what are the consequences of what went wrong. The executive summary of the House Foreign Affairs Committee Republicans published in a 350-page document, which is provided by Joe generously as a link in his column, points to serial failure. And again, we're not looking at in failing in Afghanistan. We're looking at what this means to our allies, who at one point were very heavily represented in the 20 years of Afghanistan. Joe, a very good evening to you. Mr. Biden is an experienced foreign policy hand. We're told this during the campaign of 20. We've been told it repeatedly these last years, especially about how he's dealing with our NATO allies, who were alienated and puzzled by Mr. Trump's presentation. Your measure now: is the NATO alliance with the United States strengthened or weakened or no change after 3 years of Afghanistan regrets? Good evening to you.
Hey, John. I mean, I think that this issue actually is worth addressing at this point because people have forgotten about it. So, I mean, as you point out, the House Foreign Affairs Committee in the U.S. last week released their big report on the fiasco of the Afghanistan withdrawal. And there was a lot of attention in the U.S. and understandably so on the domestic element of that, what this had meant for American foreign policy and for American national security. But as you were suggesting just now, there's an international dimension to this, too, because Afghanistan was not just a U.S. military effort. It was a NATO mission, and we had a bunch of allies, several dozen allied countries joined us in Afghanistan at various points over the 20 years that we were there, and they were affected by the withdrawal. And I think that if you look at the right places in this 350-page report that the House Committee has produced, you discover that actually this was a terrible moment for America's relationship with NATO. And, you know, all the more startling, I think, for Europeans, because, you know, back in 2021, when the Biden administration was relatively new in office, our European partners had thought that he was going to be a big improvement over Trump. In some material ways, he ended up being much worse for NATO. And I think this Afghanistan withdrawal was a perfect example of that, because one thing that comes through from the House report is that European allies begged Biden not to do the withdrawal when and how he did it. The Brits asked him not to. The Germans and the Italians were very unhappy about the noises that they were hearing about a very rapid withdrawal. You know, Jens Stoltenberg, the General Secretary of NATO, you know, certainly asked the Biden administration not to do it. And Biden did it anyway, and he did it in a way that left a lot of those allies high and dry, both security-wise and politically, in terms of explaining what had happened to their own voters. So I think that a key point here is that the Biden administration Afghanistan policy was actually a disaster in terms of America's relationship with its allies, as much as it was a disaster for Afghanistan or for American interests.
NATO is led by the United States. We know this. They repeatedly tell us this because of the Ukraine conflict. Is there a connection between the Ukraine conflict and the way the U.S. has carried on its role as the leader of NATO and the way we the way we presented ourselves in Afghanistan, are those of the same or have things changed?
Well, I think if you take a step back, John, and you sort of come at your question in a slightly different way, I think that if you kind of look at what have been the totality of the consequences of Biden's hasty, ill-conceived, and terribly executed Afghanistan withdrawal in 2021. And one of the biggest failures has been a failure of deterrence. The signal that he sent so early in his new administration that August was that the U.S. was intent on withdrawing from the world and, you know, was not going to be reliable partner for our NATO allies. And, you know, I think many people, including the House Committee, have drawn a direct link from that to Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine only a few months later in February of 2022. And, you know, that's a perfect example of how actually, if you look at the global consequences of this U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, Europe ends up bearing the brunt of a surprising number of them, because Biden makes this awful decision to withdraw in the worst possible way from Afghanistan at the worst possible moment. And then what does that failure of deterrence trigger? The worst land war in Europe since 1945, and you know, major crisis for our European allies who've had to deal with the fact that there is this war now unfolding in territory that is so close to the border of our NATO allies, and has created refugee crisis and various energy crises and other political pressures here in Europe. So how was Europe well served by this Biden decision in Afghanistan?
I come to the executive summary, and you remind me, Joe, to concentrate on this one. The Biden-Harris administration prioritized the optics of the withdrawal over the security of U.S. personnel on the ground. Optics, optics, optics. That is a continuing concern of the White House in the Ukraine war. And now it's identified to me again as a priority or a concern of the Biden administration in the Afghanistan withdrawal. To your measure, does NATO respond to the optics? It's not meant to be a facile word. How it looks to the public, how the public perceives our actions. Have we gotten better? Has NATO gotten more cynical? What's the change in the 3 years?
I think that a big part of the problem here actually was the optics, sort of in the non-cynical sense of that, because you have to remember that anytime you ask a democracy to deploy military resources or you know, cash for foreign aid anywhere, you have to be able to explain that decision to your public. They have a right to know that you're not going to play fast and loose with the lives of your young people who have joined your military or with people's tax money. And so if you step back all the way to 2001, in the aftermath of the September 11th terror attack, when we went into Afghanistan, it was in this environment where NATO had, for the first time in its history, invoked its Article 5 Common Defense Clause on America's behalf. And that had motivated this decision to join America in the war in Afghanistan to pursue the terrorists who had perpetrated the 9/11 attacks and make sure that Afghanistan would not become fertile territory for that kind of terrorism in the future. And we asked our allies to sacrifice their militaries, and you know, nearly 1,200 troops from NATO countries were killed in the Afghanistan war over the 20 years that they were there. We asked them to contribute billions upon billions upon billions of dollars of their taxpayer money on efforts like, you know, building Afghan civil society, including schools and hospitals, trying to build the institutions of a functional democracy there. And then all of a sudden, we just up and pull stakes, and you create this crisis for our European partners who have to figure out how they are going to get their own people out. I mean, that was a big part of the story in Europe in the summer of 2021. And then also those governments have to explain to their public that they made all of these sacrifices alongside their American allies for 20 years, and then the Americans left them high and dry. And yeah, I think that that is an optical problem, but in the sense that you know, the European publics have a right to be able to see that their governments aren't going to waste their resources. And America made it very hard for those governments to do that.
Joseph Sternberg is a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He's based in London. He writes political economics. His most recent column is about the report of the 350-page report of postmortem of the Foreign Affairs Committee about Afghanistan. That was then. This is now. We're going to London when we come back, and the new Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, dealing with Ukraine, but also dealing with the other crisis in Europe and America, migration. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Patrick.